special glasses and pour paraffin over it. Yes. Mm-hmm. What do you have on the table to season food with?
Salt and pepper.
Yes. If there are some apples and a child wants one, he says, blank apple.
May I have an apple? Or give me an apple?
Yes. And there's a bowl of fruit, peaches and apples, and somebody offers you a peach and you say, no, give me
the apple. An apple?
Yes. If you wanted to borrow the pencil from someone, what would you ask them?
May I use your pencil?
Do you have
a pencil?
Yes.
Okay.
Where are these boys? It must have been one of
those.
Yes. Or I suppose you are identifying a certain group. You say it wasn't these boys. It was
those boys.
You would still say those.
Yes, I think
okay.
So.
Mm-hmm. If you're pointing to a tree, a wolf, and you might say it's
way off. It's way over there.
Mm-hmm. Don't do it that way. If you were going to tell somebody to do something a certain way, you would say, don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
Yes. When somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to make him repeat?
I didn't understand you. Will you say that again, please?
Okay. If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life is hard on a man that's
poor.
Yes. If you have a lot of peach trees, you have a what?
Orchard?
Yes. You might ask someone if it's his orchard. He says, no, it's just a neighbor. And pointing to someone else, he says, he's a man
who owns an orchard.
Yes. When I was a boy, my father was poor. But next door was a boy
who was rich?
Yes. The part you don't eat.
It's a seed.
Yes. And would you have another name for that?
Pit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Inside of a peach. Or what would you call it? Would you call it
also?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Any other kind of fruit like, that's okay. The kind of peach you have to cut the seed out of. What would you call that kind
cut
of
cut the seed out.
Yeah, you have to cut it. It won't just come out when you break it.
Is that a clean peach?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the other kind, you know, where if you just broke it open, the seed comes out
seed.
Easily.
Clear uh-huh. seed pick
yes.
peach.
And what do you call the part of the apple that you threw away?
Core.
Mm-hmm. When you cut up apples and dry them, you're making something. What is that? Dried apples.
I don't know. I just call it dried apples.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever made anything like that before?
No, I've never dried apples.
Mm-hmm. All right. The kind of nuts you pull up out of the ground and roast.
Those are peanuts.
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference between the bought shelled kind? Would you call it anything different than the ones that you prepare at home? If you boil them in the store or if you prepare them at home,
I call them peanuts all the time. I've heard them called boo-boos and mm-hmm. something else, but I always say peanuts.
Mm-hmm. What other kind of nuts do you have? Or have you heard of?
Oh, you mean like walnuts, hickory nuts, pecans?
Yes.
Almonds?
When a walnut falls off the tree, it has a soft covering around it, and you wait until it dries, to rake it off. It stains your hands and clothes when you handle it. Now, what do you call the covering?
The shell. No.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you call?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You could call it that. Mm-hmm. Another kind of nut that grow down south, and it's long and flat shaped, and sometimes, it's something like an it's in the shape of your eye with a thin pore shell.
Mm-hmm. You talking about a pecan?
Any other? In that shape.
Shape of an eye.
Yes.
Yes, it's an almond.
Yes. That's right.
Mm-hmm.